This is GIS News. Coming up, 4 major hospitals to be expanded this financial year. PIOJ projects continued economic growth for 2016, and the Scientific Research Council encourages entrepreneurs to utilize its services. The details after the break.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them an energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy.
Now the news. The government will be expanding bed space at 4 major hospitals across the island during the current financial year. These are Kingston Public Hospital, KPH, Spanish Town, Maypen, and Cornwall Regional. Minister of Health Horace Daly, who made the announcement Tuesday, said the expansion works are part of government's ongoing efforts to improve the healthcare system. The undertaking will include improvement to the waiting area at KPH, as well as additional staff and equipment at the other institutions.
We're going to fix the system as best as we can so the people of Jamaica can be comfortable and we can deliver good healthcare.
The health minister was speaking at the official handover of 76 semi-electric beds and mattresses to local hospitals donated by J. Ray and Nephew in partnership with Food for the Poor. The contribution, valued at $57,000, was made based on a needs assessment conducted by the Ministry of Health. A code of conduct for all deposit-taking institutions is to be finalized by the Bank of Jamaica BOJ during the first half of this year. The code was drafted in consultation with the deposit-taking industry, the Consumer Affairs Commission CAC, as well as the World Bank under a technical assistance agreement. The BOJ, under its Banking Services Act, is also mandating financial institutions to provide figures for fraud and cybercrime cases. Cybersecurity Task Force representative from the Jamaica Bankers Association, Lloyd Parchment, says the BOJ has provided notification of this coming stipulation.
Soon, under the Access to Information Act and all of that, those figures will be readily available to the public.
Mr. Parchment adds that in addition to protecting the personal information of customers, the JBA is also urging consumers to safeguard themselves against fraud and cybercrime. The Scientific Research Council, SRC, has pledged to continue to assist local operators of micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, to strengthen and expand their businesses. Manager of the SRC's Corporate Communications Division, Rosalind Fisher, says through its research and product development services, the agency can help budding entrepreneurs turn their ideas into commercially viable entities that can create wealth and employment.
SRC, we are about facilitating entrepreneurs, particularly MSMEs. So a lot of persons know us for our food formulations, and also you can come into us with your idea for new product development and standardization. And we want to look at it in a holistic approach. So if you want to set up production and you don't have access to a factory, you can use our food pilot plant.
Ms. Riley, who was speaking at a GIS think tank session on Tuesday, said the SRC provides expertise in canning, processing of milk and milk products, freezing and dehydration techniques, and production of fruits and vegetable juices, purees and concentrates, sauces and seasonings. At a cost of $1,800 per hour, customers can access the full range of manufacturing services, including bottling and labeling, for products to be sold locally or exported. And the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is forecasting positive economic growth for 2016, continuing on trends from 2014 and 2015. Deputy Director General of the PIOJ, Richard Lumsden, says the growth momentum is an achievement given the context of the overall economic reform program, which is aimed at achieving fiscal consolidation, macroeconomic stability, high levels of economic growth, employment, and social protection for the most vulnerable sections of the population. He says while the program has had some contractionary effects, these have been necessary in creating the platform for sustained growth and job creation. Mr. Lumsden, who was speaking at a recent labor market forum in New Kingston, said the government's economic program has been making an impact in terms of facilitating investment projects. That was GIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.